Hello and welcome to Coffee Cup Tarot, a podcast about the storytelling aspect of tarot and developing an intuitive understanding to the messages they reveal. I'm your host, Marcella Caudill. You can follow me on Instagram at Coffee Cup Tarot Reader, or you can book a reading directly with me at www.coffeecuptarot.com. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Coffee Cup Tarot. Today is a bonus episode, finally, and we want to talk about routines and rituals.
Just little things that we do to either self-care, keep up mental health, or some of them are specifically for intention setting and manifestation.
Yeah. And, you know, whenever we were trying to, like, chat about what we wanted to talk about, I never thought I had a routine or a ritual, and it turns out I do. So maybe you do too.
Well, I mean, I think that consistency is something that I lacked for a really long time. Yeah. I love the idea of having habits, but then like my personality is so extreme ups and downs. So for a really long time, it was like, okay, I've got these habits when I'm good, or more like when I'm bad to get good. And then when I'm good, I don't feel the need. And then I drop back. My energy levels just fluctuated like that. So I started to realize like I need to keep up the routines even when I'm feeling good to keep from having the low energy dips.
That is actually a really interesting point about like when you're feeling low and when you're feeling high, because you should continue whatever ritual or practice or meditation, any habit that you have, because you don't want to lose that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easier to keep the momentum going than it is to get the momentum going once it's been lost.
It's kind of like if you think about your kitchen, and if your kitchen is like perfectly clean and then there is a cereal bowl in the sink and you're like, oh, I'll put it away later. So you leave it, and then the next thing you know, your sink is overflowing with dishes, and it's the same idea as meditating.
It really is. And I mean, I think about it even on an energetic level, it just makes sense that you are collecting energy. And if you're not doing any sort of practice to kind of clear it or work through it, it's going to weigh on you eventually to the point where you're going to have to like go back and reflect on all the amount of time that's passed and all the events.
So much shadow work.
Yeah. So it's just easier to have, for me, I do a morning routine and a nighttime routine. So I can like be sloppy with whatever I'm thinking and feeling during the day, as long as I set the tone for the day in the morning and make sure I reflect on everything at night.
Okay. I should tell me about your morning and your night routine.
Okay. So,
because I don't have one.
Well, you drink your coffee, and that's kind of like a
I love that
meditative experience for you.
That's true. That's in the headspace.
Yeah.
Yeah. He talks about like this one guy. I don't know what episode it is, guys. Watch the whole thing. It's beautiful. And I fell asleep every episode. But no, he talks about like, I don't meditate. I don't do any of this stuff. And he's like, well, what do you do in the morning? He drinks this cup of coffee and he thinks about all the good things he has. And that's exactly what I do. So
yeah, that is perfect. And that is, I feel like, could be enough. Like I might be a little excessive.
You are doing it right. So yeah, tell everybody what you do.
So I wake up in the morning and I keep my eyes closed for a little while just to reflect on whatever recall of dreams that I can come up with. Mm-hmm. And then once I've done that, I slowly kind of go into gratitude, at least just in my thoughts. And then when I'm ready to open my eyes, I get out my journal, which is always on my bed, and I'll write a gratitude list. And I will, I'll also write down my dreams, but I'll write an intention list for the day. I love making lists. I don't know when I got into this personality, but
when you met me, because I love lists too.
I never was a list person, but now it's like I need them. And then I will do, well, lately I've been drinking coffee, but sometimes I'll have either coffee or tea, I would say. And during that time, the first thing I'll listen to, like before I check my phone, before I do anything, I'll put on Abraham Hicks video.
Those feel so good.
They really do. They're the best way, I feel like, to like get my head straight into the vortex, because there's been nothing to disrupt. Like everything so far has been perfect in my day. So it's easy to get into that headspace, especially before you check your phone and get distracted by like all the things. And then I will listen to a positive affirmation video as well as I'm drinking my coffee or tea.
That's smart.
And usually even then, like I'll end up writing down some of the affirmations that hit me in a certain way that day, just so that I program them in a little bit deeper. You don't have to do that, obviously, but I do.
No, and it resonated with you. So you want to feel that resonating feeling again. So not only are you reaffirming the affirmation, but you are reaffirming the resonation of the affirmation.
Yes.
For any other affirmation that you could have.
And I try to keep my hand on my heart while I'm listening to it. So I'm creating that heart-mind connection.
I can't put my hand on my heart because I feel like energy just comes out all the time.
It's a practice. Because in the beginning, I do remember when I would have that focus, like, and I try to be aware of my breathing. Like, I'm not closing my eyes for a meditation here, but I am just trying to be aware, noticing my breathing, and trying to feel it come in and out of my heart space. It's intense when you first start doing it because there is a lot of energy there. But there's this wall that you kind of break through at a certain point when the heart and the mind get synchronized, that it just feels amazing. So I don't know. Stick with it. Try it. Because it's something that is, it's such a good, at any point during my day, when I need that, like pulling in the energy back from wherever it's been. Like if I come in contact with somebody that has really stressful energy, or there's a situation where I need an answer, it's like this instant I put my hand on my heart. Or if I'm like talking to somebody and they're clearly like feeling a lot or trying to put a lot on me, it's like, it's just a habit that I can put my hand there, take in a couple deep breaths, and all of a sudden it's like I come back to myself instantly. It's such a quick like healing thing.
That's really interesting. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll try it. But
and it's a self-soothe thing too. So I feel like anytime you can find some self-soothing coping mechanisms that aren't so like outrageous, like I can do this while I'm having a conversation and people might look at me a little funny, but like usually like, you kind of get the hint that like somebody
they might just think you have like heartburn or something.
Something. I don't know. I'll have people ask me sometimes and it's just like I'm just centering myself, and then it's something that maybe they'll try for themselves too. So, so that's like my throughout the day little thing, because it instantly takes me back to the same headspace that my morning started in. And then by the end of the day, like I've been recently taking a lot more Epsom salt baths.
Been
like I've incorporated that into part of my routine just to kind of clear energy, because salt is really good with that.
Do you do like the flavored ones or do you just do salt?
I'll put in essential oils too.
Yeah.
It depends on like if my muscles are feeling like they need some extra help, I'll do like peppermint and peppermint and clove is a really weird mixture because like it's like hot and cold at the same time and the water's hot and it like penetrates so deeply into your muscles. Ugh, it feels so good. So that's a little bit of my nighttime thing. And usually at night, that's when I also do breath work. I used to do it morning and night, but I've just been slacking, to be honest. Unless my allergies are really bad when I wake up in the morning, then I'll do it in the morning. And I'll do either a breath of fire and a Wim Hof guided video or just the Wim Hof. And that just puts my mind at ease and maybe I'll read a little bit. My nighttime routines are a little bit less, they're more lax, like self-care stuff.
I'm like very impressed. Like I already knew this about you, but like you just have so much energy when you were sharing that. It was amazing.
I also, like one of my habits that maybe is not every day, but usually a few times throughout the week, which based on Abraham Hicks. If I ever have any difficult situation or emotions towards another person come up, the list of positive aspects, that is like a lifesaver, because if there is ever something that you don't feel good about, to force your mind to focus on all of the positive qualities about a person or a situation.
And that is so annoying to do. But I feel like whenever I do that, I realize, like, I tell myself, okay, this person only annoys you because there's a quality about them that reminds you of yourself, and you don't like that part about you, and that's why you're having this strong of a reaction about this person. And I have multiple people in my life that I feel this way about, and I still can't deal with my situation in them. So,
yeah,
but I'm like very well aware.
100% agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that
it's very big of you to be able to do that.
It's not even big of me. It's like a desperate, I need to do that because I would not, it's for me to feel good. It's honestly selfish. Like, I don't like feeling resentment towards other people. I don't like feeling a negative energy towards somebody. And usually when I focus on the things I appreciate, whatever it is goes away, or I get inspired to have a conversation that I need to have or do something kind for that person. Like, it's not every time that, like, I'm mad at somebody that I do something really nice for them, but sometimes that's what happens. And it always just clears the air and leaves space to have productive conversations, like resolve conflicts. And especially right now, I see so much, like, just in the world, unproductive conversation where there are two people having two strong emotional stances against each other. And it's so obvious to me to just, like, put your egos aside for a second. Recognize that connection should be above all, like, the number one value. That is what you want. You want to have understanding and you want to be understood. So if that's both of your goals, then why not put the ego aside and focus on what you do appreciate about each other?
And just listen. And you might, both of you might change your mind.
Yeah. And so I guess my positive aspects list is, like, at least I'm willing to do it. If they're not, I don't need them to be. Like, I don't need somebody else to get out of their ego. If I can do it, then I'll find a way to make the situation better. So you've got your coffee ritual. I know that you do other rituals. Maybe not every day, but you do.
Okay, my most successful, I have two very successful rituals that I've done in my life, and I will share them with you guys. There is this store in Atlanta called Modern Mystic, and you guys should check it out. They're amazing. They have these little ritual kits that's for love, money, road opening. I don't know. They have like a handful of them. We did it's called like Which Better Have My Money. Like, it's really cute. And so we did like this, it's like a money jar, and you have to write a bunch of stuff that you want. And we utilized a lot of the quotes from the Millionaire's Course. And we did this a few years ago, and we just light a candle every now and then. And I swear every time we light that candle, we get a check in the mail, or someone gives us money, or just something out of the blue pops up regarding money, and it's amazing. Like, I don't know why we don't light the candle more often, but it always works. And then,
how often do you do it?
I mean, not often, but it's just whenever we think about it. But literally, we did the candle, or we did the jar and the spell and the ritual, and then I think the next day, Ricky, our old roommate, he like comes in and he's like, "Hey, here's the rent and an extra $200 just to thank you guys for letting me stay here." And it was 2 weeks early, and we're just like, oh, okay, cool. And then we'll just get the IRS, like, send us a check saying, like, we didn't give you all your money. Here's some more money. And we're just like, okay. And like our escrow and like all this like adult shit. But that is wild. And we have the road opening kit, but neither one of us are ready for our lives to completely change. So we haven't done it yet. And we bought it like a year ago. So that's next. And then my favorite one is the new moon water manifestation.
Yes, talk about this.
Oh my God. Okay, so there's this video on YouTube. I don't know. Google it. New moon water manifestation. But it is wild. You get a jar of water. You're holding it in your hands and you write out, bless you. You write out a list. You write out a list of things you want, but not as I want this. It's like I am blah blah blah. I have blah 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 and I feel like this. I am loved. I love everybody. I don't know. I wrote something like that because I like have very strong negative emotions towards a lot of people. And then you can write like just whatever you want. It doesn't matter because you're going to get it. So it can be small, like I want cookies or I have cookies and someone will give you a batch of cookies. But anyways, so you write out all of these things. And then you hold the jar and you just like imagine these words penetrating the water and you're vibrating, the water's vibrating, everything is magic. And then you take a big sip and then you put it down in the windowsill during the new moon. And then every day until the water's gone, you drink it. And I swear, guys, I don't think I wrote, I have a new car. But my car was smashed by that tree during this new moon manifestation, and I got a new car, and I got, like, I want to be a costume designer, and I got my first, like, assistant costume design job out of the blue, I think literally 6 days later from doing this. Like, no one, she even told me, I don't know who gave me your information, and I was like, me neither, but cool.
Oh my gosh, so amazing.
Yeah. I love guys, that. Do it. It's so much fun. And the water just tastes so refreshing. It's because it's charged with your good vibes.
Well, it's the new moon this week, isn't it?
Yeah, the 12th and the 13th. It's tomorrow.
We won't have this episode out.
Sorry, guys. But you know what? It doesn't matter because this is the new moon in Capricorn, which actually is about goal setting. But maybe you can do Aquarius and it can be about dreams and like, that's a good one.
I mean, I'm going to be setting goals.
Yeah, you can do about anything because I think,
already feel the Capricorn new moon energy so strong because I am not the person that I was all day today. Super productive. Like,
yeah.
Same me. I was like doing like finances, budgeting, like, the most boring
I've been reading
things.
The stock market. Like,
what the heck is wrong with us?
I don't know.
Capricorns.
Natalie.
She'd be so listening. Proud of me.
She really would be. She probably is, actually. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've actually been very productive too. I've been time blocking my days when I'm not working.
Like, oh, that sounds so boring. What the heck?
But it's the best because I got everything done, so it's great.
That's awesome. I actually was like, I still had to add in a little bit of my personality, so I was like kind of doing a like meditation or sitting silently until I had the idea of the next productive thing to do.
That's smart.
Yeah, because then I didn't feel like forced to do anything. I just was like, I'm just going to sit here and like soak in life until I like feel absolutely compelled to do the next thing.
That's hilarious. Or you could be like doing breath of like the dragon breath, breath of fire or whatever it's called as you're like vacuuming.
Yeah. No, I did it. I did breath of fire while I was doing my workout today the whole time.
Oh my God.
It was like, oh, amazing. Felt so good.
That sounds really hard.
It is, but it's so good for the abs. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, you guys. If you have any routines or rituals or things that you think that we would like to try or somebody else would like to try, please share because I need to upgrade my routine here.
That would be so fun if you guys just gave us like a full-on routine.
Because it's just coffee. And you already knew I'm obsessed with coffee because it's called Coffee Cafeteria, so. Anyways. Okay, cool. Well, as always, thanks for listening and
love you. Bye.
Bye.